it's somewhere in here and big comfy, but where? Aha! Here it is! My favorite shelf! Pretty big, eh, Molly? Of course, it wouldn't be very comfy. Not if you sat on it by mistake. Oh, ouch! Oh, it's you! Oh, goody, I'm glad you're here. See my shell? Mm-hmm, it's very special. Yes, it is. You know why? Because you can hear the ocean in it. Yep, you can. Hello? Yes, could I have the ocean, please? All right, I'll wait. It'll just be a second. It's an undersea call. Oh, I can hear it. I hear the ocean, Molly. Do you want to turn, Molly? Okay. Do you hear it? Sort of a whooshy sound? No, there aren't any fish inside my shell, and the ocean isn't really in there either. No, sorry, that was just an echo. What's an echo? Oh, well, an echo is a sound that sort of copies the first sound, but a different sound from somewhere else. What I mean is, oh, I know, I'll show you. Good thing our house is so big and comfy. We've got to have an echo around here somewhere. Let's see. That was my echo. Neato, huh? Want me to do another one? Okay, then. What should I say? I know. I love Molly.
I love Molly, too.
That was an echo. Sort of. Yeah, see, an echo imitates the other sound. Imitate. Hey, that gives me a big fat idea. Want to play an imitating game with me? Come on, it's fun. It's called Monkey See, Monkey Do. And it goes like this. I'll do something silly, and you copy what I do. The exact same, okay? Very good, monkeys. Okay, try imitating this. Very funny, monkeys. Okay, imitate this. Ooh. Ooh. Gee, all this monkey business has made me kind of cranky. You're right, Molly. I didn't even stretch today on my clock rug. Hey, that gives me an idea. Let's go stretch in a special way, an imitating way. Sometimes I pretend I'm the hands of a clock. Watch. Me feel good, and it was fun to pretend to be a clock. Did you like that, Molly? Good. Now let's have some more fun imitating. I know, Molly. You think up something, and I'll try to imitate what you're thinking, okay? All right. What should I imitate first? A gorilla? Okie dokie. Okay, now, what next, Molly? A plate of spaghetti? Molly, a plate of spaghetti? That's a tough one. Dare me to imitate a plate of spaghetti? Okay, they don't call me linguine for nothing. Ta-da! Okay! Yes, next! Please! I'm on a roll! Uh-huh! Aren't I a wonderful imitator? Okay, Molly, what's next? That's easy, a cat. Meow! Meow! Purr! Purr! Meow! Purr! You know what? I'm not just a cat. I'm a copycat! Uh-huh! Yep, that's me, Lunette the copycat. Hey, I might be the best copycat in the whole world. Uh-huh, I might be. And I'm gonna copycat everything. Yep, and every clown. Even my dollhouse family, the Follies. Let's go see what they're up to. Oh, wow, hey, look. Eileen Foley is all ready for her workout. Okay, Eileen. Go to it, and I'll copycat you. Molly, hey, after all, I'm Lunette the copycat. I have to copy everything and every clown, even you. Who's next? Oh, I know! Granny! Oh, she's so funny. Hey, want to come with me, Molly, and watch me be a copycat? Fine. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. I'd rather be Granny. I don't want Granny to see me. We'll surprise her with my copycat. Shh, come on. Meow. Shh, sneaky.
An echo!
Yikes!
Yikes! Oi! it's you. You're my echo.
Oi, Ludetka, it's you. You're my echo.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, I think there are some mockingbirds around here. Or should I say mocking cats?
Oi, I think there are some mockingbirds.
Very funny, Miss Smarty Pants, Copy Kitty. So you think Copy Kitty is funny, yes? Fine, then. Dandy, wait right here. I'll show you something. Make a monkey out of Granny Garbanzo? We'll see about that.
I'll show you something. Like what? This is a riot! I love being a copy kitty. I mean copy cat.
Wow!
Make a monkey out of Granny Garbanzo. We'll see about that. Circus Schmurkus. What the?
Circus Schmurkus. What the?
But you can't be. I'm.
But you can't be. I'm.
Hey, you're bugging me.
Hey, you're bugging me.
Stop copying me.
Stop copying me.
Oh. Oops. Right. It isn't fun to be the one copycatted, is it?
Not if you don't want to be copycatted.
All right. Well, Granny, I'm sorry I copycatted you. Oh, what a pest I was. It was rude, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. But that's okay. Now you know better. And anyway, don't you think I look kind of cute? Just call me Hairnet the Clown. Who's that?
What was...
What the...
All package. Lunette. Clown. I said a package for Lunette the Clown.
For me? Why, you shouldn't have.
For me? Why, you shouldn't have.
Oh, come on, baby. Don't be cruel. I got a package for Lunette the Clone. I mean, Clown.
Thanks. Thanks.
Oh, hey!
Oh, actually, I'm Lunette.
And I'm Hairnet.
Pretty good, huh?
Oh, Bedhead. It's like this. You see, Granny was imitating me because, well, I was imitating her. Anyway, who are you imitating today?
Oh, you notice? I'm the king.
The king? Of what?
The king of rock and roll. Package for Lunette the Clown.
Wow,
what a presentation.
Thanks, King. Oh. Gee, I bet it's from my...
Auntie MacArthur! Oh, copy
that.
I said it first.
No, I did.
It is. Oh. Listen. This is what she has to say.
There I was, deep in the jungle, feeling so alone when all of a sudden I felt like someone was watching me. Well, someone was. And you know me, I love to be watched and even more, just love to be copied. We had a blast.
You gotta clap your hands.
Clap your hands.
You gotta shake your butt.
Shake your butt.
You gotta stomp your feet.
Stomp your feet.
To do the copycat strut.
Do the copycat strut.
You gotta slide.
Slide.
And get down.
Get down.
You wanna try?
We wanna try.
You better shake, 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 shake. Monkey see, monkey do. Now can you did what I just do? Monkey see, monkey do. Again, you did what I just do.
You don't have to meow to be a copycat.
Yeah, you copycat.
You gotta do like me.
Do like her.
To know where it's at.
I know where it's at.
You gotta slash.
Slash.
And get down.
Get down.
You wanna try?
We wanna try.
You better shake, 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 shake. Monkey see, monkey do. Can you dig what I just do?
Monkey see, monkey do.
Now can you dig what I just do? If you're gonna say everything I'm gonna say, you're gonna have to sing, cause I'm gonna sing. If you're gonna do everything I'm gonna do, you're gonna have to dance, cause I'm gonna dance. Gonna have to dance, cause I'm gonna dance. Dance, 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 dance. Monkey see, monkey do. Now can you did what I just do?
Monkey see, monkey do.
Now can you did what I just do?
Monkey see, monkey do.
Now can you did what I just do?
Monkey see, the monkey do.
How can you shake, 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 shake?
Hope you have a blast with this monkey mirror they were selling at the souvenir stand. I'm Ape over you. Love always, Auntie Macassar.
Monkey mirror? We don't have any monkeys around here, do we?
Oh, wow! Look at this! Oh, here, I have an idea. Thanks.
Hey, hey, how's my hair?
Hey, I look goofy.
Good and goofy.
Oh, let me see. Oh, what a hairnet.
Oh. Well, this is fun. Oh, Molly's going to love this. Hey, I think I'll go show this to her right now.
Well, that's enough monkey business around here for today. I want to change back to little old me. Goodbye, Lunetka. Goodbye, King.
Bye, hairnet.
Hey, Snickle Fritz! Leave my stuff alone!
I think you'd better plug your ears. Bedhead has left the building! Hello, Molly. See my monkey mirror? Yep, Auntie Macassar sent it. Molly, you know all that monkey business about me being a copycat? Well, I'm sorry if I bugged you when I mimicked you. Forgive me? Oh, thanks. And now, I have a very special story that I'd like to read to you. And my glasses. Now all we need is the light. Okay, now this is the story of Montel Soso, the little mocking mime. And Molly, while I read, how would you like to play the music for the story, okay? Oh, great. Okay, the story of Montel Soso, the little mocking mime. Once upon a time, I think it was a Thursday, there was a little mime clown named Montel. Montel loved to go downtown and do his favorite thing, imitate everything. He would imitate walking on a very windy, blowy day. He would imitate walking into a wall he couldn't go through. He would imitate bouncing like a baboon and eating a banana. And then Montel would take a great big bow. But nobody would ever clap. Then Montel would hold out his hat for money for his mime show. But nobody put money in his hat, not on Thursday or Friday.
Why?
Well, those clowns hadn't really planned to watch a sidewalk mime show. They were busy going to work or to school or home or other important places. And that made Montel mad. How can they be too busy to notice me? I'm the famous little mime Montel Soso. I'll show them. So, Saturday, Montel So-So, the little mime, did a different kind of imitating show. He mocked the clowns. He made fun of them. And the clowns didn't like it at all. They didn't like Montel either. Saturday was not his best day. In fact, it felt like the worst day of his whole life. What's the point in being a mime clown, little kitty, if no one will clap or give you money to buy a sandwich? I can't fill my tummy on pretend food. Oh no! Little kitty! Look out! A big bus was coming! Fast! Everyone yelled. Someone save the kitten! Someone stop that bus! And Montel made the right move. Stop! The kitten was safe. Whew! Montel was so happy, and so was everybody. They clapped and cheered and said hooray! You really knew how to stop that bus. Great moves. Terrific. And boy, did Montel feel good now. And proud. And useful. He knew how to stop a bus. And protect kittens. And that gave Montel his very best idea he ever had. Any day of the week. He would be the traffic guard for his neighborhood. He knew all the right moves. The buses and trucks and cars would know when to stop and go. And so would the children and the kittens and the little old ladies and everybody. And that is what he did. And that is what he does to this very day. And this is why Montel So-So, the mocking mime, has a new name. Montel So-Swell, the helping mime. The end. Huh. Oh, Molly, your music was just perf. It mirrored all the feelings of the little mime. I can do traffic guard moves too, Molly. Yep, can. Watch. See, this is how you say stop. Stop. Hey, wait a minute. Who made this big mess? Me? Oh, I did, didn't I? Well then, I have to clean it up. It's only fair. So get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! Some music that matches my mood. Sleepy. Well, I'm glad you could be with us today, but right now I just need to snuggle into our big comfy couch for some teeny tiny shut-eye. See ya real soon.
And the clown jumped over the moon.